Well, what I made one boo from Future Everything, this is the second one. What I made earlier was before the sequence of panel debates and workshops that we've done, and now we're in a bit of a break in the afternoon. The panel debate and workshop that I've been involved in is Infinite Bandwidth, Zero Latency. And on Scribble Live, I've put a live blog that I made at the time during the meeting while I was sitting on the panel. It includes photographs and photographs of the slides. So you can find that at www.scribblelive.com/event/infinite_bandwidth_0_latency. So nice, easy address for you to type up. I'll tweet it as well, or I have tweeted it anyway. How to summarise where we got to? The most important thing, I think, was the growing realisation that the cultural and creative sector is having of the importance of this sort of digital infrastructure in really delivering on their ambition, I suppose, and the way in which creative practice is being changed by these kinds of things. That was really interesting. We also had a discussion of the fact that there's too much jargon involved in all this, and one person from the audience said very strongly that that wasn't helpful to his understanding of what's going on. And we talked about that. And the other thing that came through as a strong theme was a better understanding of the impact of all this stuff on the environment and on our carbon footprint. And again, someone from the audience raised the issue of how do we deal with that? How do we make sure that these technologies and systems help us manage ourselves more carefully and with more sensitivity to what we're doing as part of the as part of the way the planet's being impacted? In fact, there is some good news in the move to fibre, if we go in that direction, which is that fibre networks are significantly cheaper to run in terms of their energy consumption than the traditional copper networks. Depending on whose calculations you believe, it's something like the cost of running the electrical cost of running a fibre network is something like 20% of the cost of running a copper network. So there are some quite big environmental benefits for us in moving into this this new area. As you can tell from my voice, I'm pretty tired now. It was very, very intense, and the discussion, the quality of the discussion, and the points raised by the audience, they were very challenging, and it was very, very good. And then we went to the workshop session. About 20 people in the workshop, so we split into two groups, and again we talked about human things. We talked about the human factors. We talked about the richness which is enabled by very high zero latency bandwidth, and what that might mean for the types of applications and services that people might want to use. We talked quite a lot about telehealth, and but almost kind of tele well-being, or I don't know. It's interesting. Just like last year's Future Everything, then it was called Future Sonic, but just like last year's Future Everything conference, this is a very stimulating combination of arts, science, technology, and people prepared to think and question and debate things. So, no, brilliant. Really enjoying it.